Yes, good evening. Good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome. Welcome to this edition of Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. With me, David Shombe, and we are greeting you wherever you are finding yourself, wherever you are finding yourself at this point in time. This point in time, this beautiful evening of the 16th of September 2025, and you are listening to your favorite number one talk radio station in Namibia, that is Eagle FM Namibia. And yeah, we are greeting you wherever you are finding yourself. Some of you are going back home from work. Some of you are going into the night shift. And some of you are going to, you are thinking about where are you going to spend your night, and what are some of the decisions that you are going to make, particularly in terms of the night, and also whether you are going to a business meeting, whether you are going to personal development meeting, whether you are going to the gym. We are greeting you. We are greeting you from Eagle FM Namibia. And yeah, this is exactly the time that we discuss about business, we discuss about economics, we discuss all the cutting across issues which affect the bread and butter. Because our focus has always been, what is that we are discussing about that has to put something on the table? What is that we are discussing about that has to put something on a pocket of a person, something on the table, so that at the end of the day, we assess, examine, and look at what are those things that we are doing well when it's coming to developmental issue? What are those things that we are not doing well when it's coming to developmental issues? And what is the progress of national development? What is the progress of regional development? Where are we going in terms of Africa continental free trade area, and also at a global scale? So that is why this is a program that is looking at how we can uplift our life. What are some of the discussions that we need to elevate? What are some of the discussions that should and must be at the dinner table? Because it cannot be correct. We have been going to school since establishment of Badu Education Act of 1953. Since before that, but the point I'm trying to make here is that the post-independence Namibia, we have been going to school, we have discussed everything on economics, everything on business, but our situation never improved. Our situation never improved, although there are some progress that can be seen. The situation of a human being on the ground, if an ordinary human being, the situation of an ordinary citizen is still not improved based on things that we have, not really met. Things that we have not really met, especially when you look at the poverty, you look at the hunger, you look at unemployment, you look at food security. Then you are asking yourself these questions to say, in terms of where Namibia is, in terms of United Nations Sustainable Developmental Goals, our SDGs, out of 17, how many of them we have done well? How many of them we have achieved? And how many of them are we still struggling with? Where are we going, and where are we in terms of the issue of inequality? So those are the things that we are always telling you to say. We must elevate the debate. We must elevate the conversation beyond the mere conversation of discussing about the weather, of discussing about where is the party on Friday. And we are always telling you to say the discussion, especially among Namibian young people, adults, and also some elders, the discussion must be elevated beyond ordinary conversation if you want to move forward. Because as from this platform, as we bring you these topics, we are always telling you to say we value content. We value constructive criticism. We value
titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
constructive criticism. We value things that matter and indeed things that are going to change in the lives of the people. Because just imagine if we have to play music the whole day. Yes, you'll be entertained, but are you going to be empowered? Are you going to be empowered? Are you going to bring about a real transformation, especially when it's coming to the Namibian economy, especially when it's coming to innovation, especially when it's coming to development? So that's why this is a platform. This is a platform. This is a platform where we speak, where we update you, where we give you economic insight, economic intelligence. We give you economic data. And we are telling you what is trading, where to invest and where not to invest, what are the opportunities and what are the challenges, what are the global financial institutions are saying, what are the continental financial institutions are saying, where is the capacity of SADC financial institutions, what is the standard of Namibia financial institutions, where are the loopholes and where are the opportunities. We update you on the context and content, not only on trade and economics. We focus on the SME development. We focus on new issues such as climate change, cybersecurity, and innovation. So that's why you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And this is our platform. This is our platform. And just before we go to the conversation for today, just before we go to what we have on the table for today, what are we going to discuss today? What is that necessary that we are going to discuss today? So it's crucial. So it's crucial to make sure that you don't miss out. You don't miss out when it's coming to economic and governance information. So it's crucial to make sure that you do not miss out when it's coming to trade information. So how are you not going to miss out? What are those things that you need to do? You just need to make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platforms. Like and share our page. Go to Eagle FM Namibia. Go to Facebook. Go to X. Go to Instagram. Go to LinkedIn. And you like and share our page, Eagle FM Namibia. When you do that, you did not only bought yourself a luxury of accessing updates on economy, governance, critical issues of food security, energy, and also issues of policy analysis and implementation. You also give opportunity for those who are following you to make sure that they see the page of Eagle FM so that they don't miss out. And you know what you can do? When you do that, you also make sure that you are part of catalyst of development, as it has been mentioned by our president at NDP6, to say everybody must be a catalyst of national development. And at the center of national development is clear content-based information. Clear and content-based information. Not only any information, but information that are available, information that can assist us to remove our country from the bad records that we have. The records of second highest income inequality country, the records of highest youth unemployment at 44%, the records of expensiveness in terms of power and electricity, and also the records of being greatlisted by Financial Action Task Force and also being put at high risk jurisdiction by European Union Commission. So that is why it's always paramount, it's always crucial, it's always very important to make sure that you have access to information, you have access to economic information, clear, and you also know how to use those information so that when you do that by liking our page, you will not miss out. So apart from that, we also have the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper. It's an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we are always emphasizing to say, if you are a student of economics, if you are a student of governance, if you are a political scientist, you are a researcher, you are into trade, you are an SME operator, or just a developmental enthusiast, make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of information. Make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of information when you are doing your research, when you are expanding your academic content, when you want to do more in terms of your research, when you want new information on what is happening in the country, in the region, and also at the global fora. Make sure that you use the Villager newspaper. Make sure that the sources that you are going to trace are coming from the Villager newspaper, because we always try to make sure that we give you what is trend. And when that professor, that lecturer of yours is telling you to say, give me up to date and content based information on economic affairs, come to us and subscribe to the Villager newspaper and make sure that you do not miss out when it's coming to development. There are a lot of issues which are happening in Namibian economic ground. Either is green hydrogen, either is oil and gas, either is livestock trading, either is issues of value addition, mineral beneficiation, all those things. You can only find them at the Villager newspaper. On top of that, there are always those who are asking questions to say, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? Why are we not connected to you? Or what's happened with the frequency? Yes, in a situation that the frequency is not able to reach you. Do not worry, do not scratch your head. Because you know why? We got you. We got you in the context that you can be able to download Eagle FM app. You can be able to download Eagle FM app. In doing so, you can just go to your app store or go to your Play Store. Then you type in Eagle FM Namibia. And when you do that, you are able to download Eagle FM app. You are able to download Eagle FM app, and you can be able, when you have Eagle FM app, the beauty of having Eagle FM app in your phone or in your laptop is that when you have it, you can be able to listen to the programs which are on air currently now as you are speaking. And you can also be able to trace back the previous programs that you have missed. In a situation that when a program was being played, when a program was on air, you were busy doing something of equal importance. You are busy doing something of equal importance. You cannot worry. You do not need to worry, because you still have time and opportunity to trace back that program by going to our podcast, Open Archive. They are there documented. Just press in. And you can be able to listen at your own time, at your own pace. Apart from that, before we go to what we have on the table today, we have Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book. It's a digital version of a hymn book. And we are always saying, when you are at a place where you are required to sing from a hymn book, when you are at a place, when you are at a congregation, when you are at church, when you are attending a graduation party to give somebody the respect of earning that degree, when you are at a birthday, when you are at a baby shower, when you are at life, unfortunate, but life events such as a funeral. And you are required to give respect to that loved ones. And you do not have a hymn book, you do not need to worry. You do not need to go and buy if you do not have money and you are already in that situation. Just make sure that you have internet. Go to Play Store, go to App Store, then you download Imba app. And when you download Imba app, you have a luxury of accessing the hymn book, and you can sing along the hymn book from various Namibian, local Namibian languages. You can find it in English, you can find it in Oshiwambo, that is your Ehangano, you can find it in Ochierero, that is your Maimburiro, you can find it in Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So we are always telling you to say, make your life more easier and work in the world of digitalization, in the world of advancement of technology, that you just need an app to save your time and energy. So utilize the application of Imba app and you will not miss out. So before you go to what we have on the table today, it's always also very important to make sure that you communicate and make sure that you advertise with us. We are always telling you to say money invested in advertisement is money on the way to the owner. Money invested in advertisement is money on the way to the owner. Because with our coverage, you can be able to get your potential customers, your future customers in Namibia or abroad. Because if you advertise with Eagle FM Namibia, you can buy airtime on air. And you can also advertise with the Villager newspaper, because at that platform, you will be able to reach, milestones, in terms of you increasing your revenue through getting new clients or people starting knowing and asking about your product, your services. So we are always saying to talk to me, Monica Ipinge. When you talk to me, Monica Ipinge, I hope and I understand it will be easier for you to advertise with us. And either it's time on air, or you can get the space at the Villager newspaper page. And money invested in advertisement is money on the way back to the owner. And you just become a great investor, because this is where you meet with your business people. It's where you meet with your investors. So do that, and you not miss out. Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. And today we are going to look at... We are going to look at the future of Africa, Namibia included, especially in terms of trade, considering the fact that there are only 15 days before the expiring date of AGOA. And for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today we speak about the end of AGOA. How is the future of Africa without AGOA? Just for context, AGOA is known as Growth and Opportunity Act, which was passed by U.S. Congress in early 2000, and it was made for allowing African countries to develop. In this context, African countries are given opportunities to trade with the U.S. Market at duty free, without any tariffs. So this was a good opportunity, or is still a very good opportunity, for African countries to make sure that they trade with advanced market, increase their foreign currency, and also make sure that they expand their economy. And it has been successful. It has been successful because when you look at the population of Africa, which is a market of 1.4 billion people, and that population is connected to the population of United States of America, and trade has been prosperous for the past 25 years or so. Trade has been prosperous in Africa. Look at how many countries were trading with AGOA, within that AGOA. You have countries such as Namibia, you have South Africa, you have Lesotho, you have Nigeria, you have Kenya, and almost 35 countries were operating under that act. And the question that we need to ask ourselves, how much was Africa making through AGOA every year? So let us look at this context. Yeah, let us look at what African countries were making through AGOA. What African countries were making through AGOA. How much were they getting through that Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, and when they were trading with the United States of America, or they are still trading with the United States of America, and what will be the impact post 30 September? Let us look at this.
South Africa topped the list as the largest exporter to the U.S. under AGOA, trading $14 billion from the sale of vehicles, metals, and jewelry. It was followed by Nigeria at $5.7 billion, mostly from selling oil, and Ghana generated $1.7 billion from agricultural products, cars, and machinery, among others.
The success of AGOA varies from country to country, depending on the country's export profile and the country's economic interests. So, for example, the three largest exporters under AGOA were Nigeria, South Africa, and Angola. South Africa exporting vehicles to the U.S., Nigeria exporting petroleum to the U.S. So it depends on the country and the region. And then, of course, Lesotho is a success story, exports of garments to the United States. So I think there are various degrees of success.
But that tariff-free trade for Lesotho also created a trade surplus with the U.S. So it was hit with the threat of the highest reciprocal tariff globally of 50% in an effort, according to Trump, to balance trade, even though its implementation has been posed to allow...
Yes, you are able to get it yourself. You are able to get it yourself. You are understanding now what... African countries have been trading with United States of America through AGOA, and also we understood that South Africa, Nigeria, have been one of the main exporters through that Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. And you may also want to ask yourself to say, how is Namibia fitting in this? Namibia is also fitting in this to say, because although United States of America is not the main trading partner of Namibia, although United States of America is not the main trading partner of Namibia, there is a lot of advantages that we are getting either through South Africa or at a bilateral level, at a bilateral trade level, and through Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, which its future is in limbo. Its future is in limbo. Economists are predicting to say it's not going to be expanded because Trump is not dealing with that now. Trump is busy with fixing American problems. And you can also be able to see it yourself. You can also be able to see it yourself to say what have happened when Trump came to power in January. What happened to humanitarian aid? What happened to humanitarian institutions? And you can also be able to see what is happening with tariffs. Lesotho has suffered just like Brazil with almost 50% or 50% tariffs when they want to enter the U.S. market. When they want to enter the U.S. market. Now, and when you look at what will happen post 30 September 2025, you may be able also to ask to say, where are we going to trade? Where are we going to trade? Are we going just to wait? Or we need to find an alternative way of doing business. Now, what was Namibia trading through AGOA? That is a question to say, what were we trading to United States of America through AGOA? If you look at international trade statistics, you may be able also to realize that Namibia have been trading with United States of America such things such as charcoal. You can also be able to look at beef and diamonds. And also, what you also need to understand is also that when you look at these products now, and you look at how the global economy is moving, you may also be able to realize that with the end of AGOA, with the price of diamond which is decreasing, with already Namibia still recovering from the drought of last year, which have impacted the livestock primary industry, which has also contributed to the decrease in the growth of Namibian economy, where its real GDP estimated to grow at 3.5% this year, 2025, which is less compared to 3.7% growth in 2024. And I always like to make this comparison to say, when the real GDP growth was going already down, or it was even a bit up during the years that we have we have drought. However, at this year that we have a new administration, and also at this year that we have also attracted huge number of investment, you'll be able to realize that the prediction of Namibian economic growth to bounce is in 2026. And when you do that, you may be able also to ask yourself a question to say, what are we doing looking forward? What are we doing looking forward? And it's not a very difficult question to ask, and it's not even a question that is directed to the government. It's a question that directed to everybody to say, as the principles of international relations applies to say, in an international ground, there are no permanent friends or permanent enemies, but there are always permanent interest. There are always permanent interest, and when the interest prevails, countries will also be able to sit down and also focus on where are they meeting each other. That's why there is always a way of mutual beneficial relationship. How are we going to have a win-win situation? In a situation that now AGOA is going down, if it happened not to be renewed, where are we going as African countries? Now, there is one thing that African leaders have been talking about for quite some time, especially when you look at Africa Agenda 2063, where the African leaders came together and say, no, let us look back on the past 50 years, what Africa have achieved. Then they assess the process of liberation. Then they say, no, we have achieved that goal. But now let us look at the future of Africa. The future of Africa by 2063, we are going to be here. Industrialized, human-centered development. Africa which is global, competitive. Africa where there is no war. Africa where there is free trade. That's why this will bring us to the, to the content of saying, without AGOA, are we able, how are we going to fill that gap of around $8 billion US dollars that is gained from AGOA? How are we going to fill that gap? And how are we going to make sure that we utilize the market of 1.4 billion people, the market of Africa? And what is the progress of African continental free trade area? Because it's not rocket science. It's something that have been talked about, but it's also something that people are also looking at it as it's moving at the pace of a snail. When, for example, you look at the speech of our president, especially the state of national address. When you look at the state of national address, the president make it categorically clear, especially when it's coming to the development of Africa. She made it categorically clear that Namibia would also want to be self-reliant. Namibia would want to be self-reliant. And on that note, she also emphasized the need of multilateralism, cooperation to benefit humanity. That's why there is always a reference of Africa Agenda 2063, and also SANDEC strategic indicative plan, where the region would want to go in terms of trade. Now, it's also very crucial to understand that in terms of trade, the world have moved on so fast, and when you think you are rich in terms of raw materials, the people will price you at the price that they want because they know you are not going to use those materials. Now, let us look at Namibia. The question is that, and we should continue asking this question, and so that progress can be made, because when we start interrogating this matter, when you start interrogating this matters of saying, where are we going in terms of trade? Are we moving at an understandable pace, or we need to accelerate that pace a little bit? Are we moving at the pace that we want, or we need to accelerate that a little bit? When you speak about self-reliance, when you speak about value addition, when you speak about agro-processing, what do you mean by that? When you speak about agro-processing, when you speak about an independent economy where you can be able to sustain yourself, what do you mean by that? That's why these are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. That's why I always like posing questions, especially to innovators, especially to not only to say thinkers, but innovators of system, industries, you know, even new materials. I always like posing questions to say, in your field where you are, especially our vocational training students, in the field where you are, how many products can you make, and how many of these products can be sold on an international ground? Or how many of these products can be sold even in South Africa? Or we are just being trained as vocational training graduates to fix metals, and we are done, not to come up with a product. Because when you start asking that question, then the challenges which is happening around, we are not going to be begging anymore to say, please, chief, extend our AGOA. Chief, extend our AGOA, although we are not going to survive. Because remember, it's quite a replica of what is happening within the startups in I don't know about the entire Africa, but what you see in Namibia. Because you are given an opportunity to be in an incubation center so that you can survive. But you will find those startups who are in an incubation center for more than 10 years, because you are just supposed to be there in an incubation center for three years, because there you are getting mentorship, you are getting training, and you are also getting access to funding, opportunity to pitching. But you find in Namibia, an SME or a startup which is in an incubation center for 10 years, then that is no more a small business. It's an adult baby which is failing to fly. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves, especially the African continent, is to say, we have been given an opportunity since 2000 to participate in AGOA, to trade with a bigger market, to trade with the United States of America, and also to learn new skills. But the question that we are still asking ourselves is that, what is that thing that we have learned? Because the relationship is coming to an end. We should not be caught surprised. The relationship is coming to an end, and it's up to Donald Trump, which I doubt, and I don't want it to happen actually, to say whether he is going to extend or not going to extend, or the Congress is going to approve the extension of that AGOA. Because now, if that which we hope to happen did not happen, what is that that we are going to do? What is our backup plan? What is our backup plan? Because remember, just tariffs alone, when South Africa was hit by tariffs where they predicted about 30,000 jobs to be lost in the first month of imposition or implementation of the 30% tariffs on the US market. In the same vein, there are predictions that when you look at Kenya, there are predictions that when you look at Kenya, Kenya is risking, or is at least at the risk of losing 66,000 jobs if Trump cut the rope. And there was only 15 days. And you know what happened? The Kenyan administration, they delegated their minister of trade to renegotiate, to negotiate, ask for extension. The question is, what is your backup plan? What is your backup plan when you're...
Want to treat your school kids during their short break? Tiffany Happy Break Chocolate Bar, $4.99. One pack Tiffany Cream Biscuits, $6.99. 125 grams U Brand Potato Chips, a bag-in at $16.99. Any two packets of Finny Sweets, just $24.99. And 2 liters Oros Concentrate, only $36.99. You save your low-budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Question is, what is your backup plan? What is your backup plan when your friend realized to say, I'm not going to support you anymore. I'm only going to help you until here. But what is your backup plan? You have been relying to me since 2000. What is your backup plan? The question that did the African people not see what would come? And I like what South Africa have done. I like what South Africa have done. And South Africa, although South Africa has its own risk, is still a good case study to study when it's coming to deal with its problems. Because they understand the concept of problem shooting and also risk management. Because what South Africa have done is that while negotiating with the United States of America over 30% tariffs imposition, they already established an advisory board or advisory desk to assist those business to look at other market, to assist those business to look at other alternatives. Because if that not happen, you risk more than prepared, because there's already saying that it's always better to be prepared for something than be caught by surprise, because surprise is not a good thing in business, in war, and also in sport. Because you must always have a backup plan to say, if that does not happen, what will happen? Let us put it this way. Let us think in terms of risk management, for example, to say, at one point, South Africa is going to have a new administration, for example, with new policies. Let me say DA takeover, for argument's sake. Then they say, no, this relationship with Namibia, we are not happy with it. We need to rework on the aspect of trading with Namibia. We need also to rework on the formula, and we also need to increase the price of electricity that we are exporting to Namibia, because we have to deal with our load shedding. What is your backup plan? Because there must always be a backup plan. If not, there is a lot of troubles are waiting for us. There is a lot of troubles are waiting for us. Now the best option that African leaders, which I respect so much, is the realization to say, guys, let us not sell raw materials anymore. Botswana being one of the largest producers of diamond in Africa, where Namibia also resell diamond too, has come up with a policy to say, guys, the market is not on our side. Let us add value to our own diamonds. And let us make sure that we sell final products from our own diamonds and add value. And that is the way. And the other thing is intra-Africa trade. It's intra-Africa trade. And when you speak about intra-Africa trade, we mean trading of goods within the African continent, because the power is here, the resources of Africa, the capacity of African people, they'll be able to trade within themselves if they remove those barriers. And the Secretary General of African Continental Free Trade Area, Wamkele Mene, has indicated that although there is infrastructure deficit of over 100 billions US dollars, there is still much hope to develop trade infrastructure. There is still much hope to develop trade infrastructure that will enable the African Free Trade Area to happen. Because right now you open up the borders, you do not have trade infrastructure. Your business is going to collapse. Your small businesses are going to collapse. They will not survive. Your population is not at that capacity. You also did not work out with things of trade and connectivity. we are not done with things of electrifying the state. And you also did not sort out the issues of energy. That is why the alternative is sticking to the plan. The alternative is sticking to the plan. Because you know why? There is nothing that is going to define Namibia than implementation of NDP 6. That is finito. Kraal, finished and done. There is nothing that is going to define Namibia than aligning with the plan that is on paper. And there is nothing which put Namibia down in the past 35 years than sticking to the plan. Because what put us down is not sticking to the plan. Yes, we understand there have been unforeseen circumstances such as COVID-19, a drought here and there. However, there are things that we did not do well, like holding our implementers accountable, like investment in research and development. There are things that we did not do right, like tackling corruption. Issue like prioritizing needed issue like coordination of institution or development institution in the development sector. Yeah, that's why Wamkele Mene, the SG for African Continental Free Trade Area, is talking about the capacity to develop trade infrastructure. Now, for example, in Namibia, the question has always been, how is our railway working? What is the system of our railway, actually? Where are we? What is the capacity of, what is the quality of railway system in Namibia? Is the railway system connected us to the global Africa? Is the dream of Cape to Cairo still working? What is the state of our seaport? And with that, when you look at our seaport, for example, at Walvis Bay, you'll be able to realize that there we have done well. We should applaud ourselves for what we have done. When you look at our seaport, Walvis Bay, we have done well. But the question is, how ready are you to operate without those who have been assisting you for quite some time? Or when those who have been assisting you with good kind, they are now looking another way. So, today we are looking at the future of Africa without AGOA, because apart from AGOA expiring on the 30th of September 2025, there is already an aspect of tariffs which are implemented already, 15% to Namibia, 30% to South Africa, there's 50% to Lesotho there. And remember, Lesotho have been one of the countries which produce Levi's. Also, those of you who buy Levi's jeans, most of them are from Lesotho, exported to the U.S. market. And they are very good with that, those garment market. And putting into consideration that Africa is not only suffering from poverty, but Africa is suffering from a lot of things. Africa is suffering from coherence of policy implementation. Africa is suffering from diseases, Ebola. I was listening to the speech of the Deputy Minister of International Relations and Trade, especially at the event of the Open Gorilla Breakthrough Series, when she spoke about the pick for the future. When she spoke about the pact for the future that was adopted when Namibia co-facilitated the future summit in United States of America under United Nations, where the world leaders came together and look at the 17th Sustainable Developmental Goals to say, what are some of the things? What is the progress of our SDGs? What is the progress of our SDGs? And what do we need to do to make sure that we improve. And one of the things was, which was mentioned is also, apart from evaluation of the progress of SDG, because there is only, 4 years before 2030. I like putting it that there's only 3 years before we count ourselves in 2026 already. There's always a few years before 2030. And when you look at 2030, that was a back match. That was a target mark. It's for SADC, for Namibia under Vision 2030. And its final JEP, what it is a final JEP in achieving of industrialized Namibia, that is NDP 6. NDP 6 is a final JEP of knocking down poverty, knocking down inequality, knocking down illicit financial flow, and knocking down issues of violence and knocking down issues of reliance in raw materials. That is a final JEP. And we see what will happen. We see what will happen. But looking at that target post of 2030, you must realize that there is still a lot of things that need to be done. And we must also realize that when it's coming to these issues, when it's coming to these issues of trade, it's everybody's, it was supposed to be everybody's job to understand what is happening globally in terms of trade. Don't just be surprised when you wake up tomorrow, you are buying a bread for $30 and you are asking yourself, what is the government doing? Wake up tomorrow, there is no water. Then you're asking yourself, oh, people are corrupt. People are not corrupt. You do not understand what is happening. You are supposed to understand. And when you understand what is happening, you will be able also to be a catalyst in that development. To be a catalyst in that development. Because when we discuss about these things of AGOA, when we discuss about this thing of Africa Continental Free Trade Area, when you look at issues of sustainable development goals, when you discuss about issues of SACU, you may think we are speaking about abstract concepts which are far, but this is where we are connected to as a country. This is where we are connected to as a country. And if the citizens themselves do not understand these things, it will be very difficult for us to convince them when 2030 comes and they did not get what they hoped to get. Because to somebody who was 20 years in 2000, then you listen to 2030, you listen to the dream of Namibia, where Namibia is going to be industrialized and developed country, where Namibia is going to be advanced in terms of infrastructure, where Namibia is going to be advanced in terms of highly skilled individuals, where Namibia is going to train its own professional, highly trained professionals. And then you come and you see little to nothing. They are going to be disappointed. But it's always very important also to realize, to say, it's not a vision that is going to be achieved by one person, because a national vision is like an organizational strategic plan where everybody must know where you guys are going. Even if you don't understand the main paper, you must understand with the vision to say, what do you want to achieve? What do you want to achieve? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today, we are looking at the future of Africa without AGOA. We have already looked at the future of Africa with tariffs imposition. And we are also looking at what is our contribution as ordinary citizens, what are our states doing. But it's also something that efforts need to be appreciated, especially when you look at Namibia. When you look at Namibia sending 45,000 tons of salt to Nigeria as part of Africa Continental Free Trade Area effort. And also to appreciate, to say, it could be that we are going to survive. But how is this going to hit hard on our economy? Because we are already at the center of, we are already dealing with a lot of challenges. But that does not mean that we must also not focus on other alternative ways of development. That does not mean we should stop focusing on other alternative ways of development. So, to researchers and economists, make sure that you watch, you do your prediction, what will happen post 30 September, what will happen? Is going to be renewed or AGOA is not going to be renewed? And what are the proposed alternative mechanisms of diversifying trade? And how are the African countries going to survive? Because remember, the world is at a very critical juncture that it's not only Africa which is suffering. If you look at, for example, France, they are also not in well. France is also not in their well, because when you look at France, look at the pressure of Macron's administration, you look at the national debt per GDP, which is beyond 114%. You look at their politics, you look at how things are being done. It's not easy. It's not easy. Not only to us Africans, but the question that we are going to ask ourselves is that, are we only going to be the victim until the end of time? So, dear listeners, with these words, it's up to you to go and do your research about AGOA, do your research about global trade and also these global tariffs. Assess what are these things going to, how are these things going to impact Africa, Namibia, and what are the alternative ways. And it's also very important also to read NDP6 and look at where the country is going. Are we on the right track? And how you can also jump in. How you can also jump in to make sure that at least you have a role to play when it's coming to a continental development and also national development. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment, and see you next time. But lastly, do not forget to like and share our page. That is Eagle FM Namibia. Do not forget to like and share our page, the Villager newspaper. Do not forget to download the Eagle FM app and Imba app. And do not forget to subscribe and also give your comment and share your inputs at all our social media platform. We always happy to get your comments, and we also always very happy to learn from you, actually. So this is your economic developmental conversational program, and I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and Ukapate Katoka. That is, of course, yours truly, Naruvanda. But yeah, for me, David Shombe, thank you very much, and have a blessed evening.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo. Chikao shafaa sana nana nonge shifaa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anange shifaa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa olonjika. Seisa nina omayakuro nirandi toma yoe yonge shifaa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa zetu. Moambo, dengira selma, konara heta tuimu. Datu, heari hamano tano, oni aj. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.